Thank you for calling Therapy Well. You're speaking with Freya. Doing well. How are you? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So thinking about mental health OT, is there anything in particular that like is challenging, like finding challenging or anything like that right now? Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And like, obviously there's some overlap, you know, with the mental health OT and like other ones, but definitely if we're looking at more like the functional, yeah, I think that would be definitely a good one. So for us, we have, depends on where you are. Are you more like north side, are you south side? Because we have two different practices. One of them in Auchenflower and the other one in Upper Mount Gravatt. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let me just have a quick check. So what was the name of your son, sorry? Bye. Oh, wonderful. That's a lovely way of describing it. That's lovely. And what's your name? Jesse. All right, lovely. All right, wonderful. I am just going to have a double check and see which of our clinicians might be a little better for you. I'll just pop you on a quick hold and I'll be back in just a moment. All right, wonderful. Hi, Jesse. Hello. So I've had a quick look and I think so. Karen is one of our OTs. She's fully qualified as a mental health OT, but we're just waiting for paperwork to come back for, for endorsement. So basically, at the moment, she wouldn't be able to process a like mental health care plan. For rebates for those sessions, but she is functionally a mental health like OT, so she'd definitely be able to provide that same support for Byron. So if we wanted, like, and she does work just out of our Orchard Flower clinic, so she'd be a little easier, to get to, definitely. So she does have an intake session available on Wednesday, the 27th of August. So because Byron's 11, it would be just with yourself. It would be a guardian only intake, and it would be, just you having a quick chat with her, or like, it's about 90 minutes. So it'd be quite, knowing kind of like all history and things that have worked for Byron before, like stuff that would help her, kind of build that rapport and relationship with him as well. And then, she'd have availability for ongoing sessions, so booking ongoing sessions from the end of September, but we could put you on a cancellation list for anything that would come up earlier, so that she could meet him a little bit before that. The 27th of September, sorry, the 27th of August for that one. So she could, so she could do 10 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. So that one we could, Oh, yeah, I see. Is there any days that work a bit better for you? Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, so yeah. Oh, I get it. Right, so it's a little bit more difficult. Let me have a quick. She does work on what? Yeah, so she works Monday to Friday. It's just, this month's looking a little bit tight for her. But let me have a quick check. We could, so Thursdays. I'm trying to see what the soonest availability for a Thursday, or you said a Monday? Oh, Thursday or Friday, right? Absolutely. So it looks like the soonest availability for a Thursday or Friday would be Friday, the 12th of September. We could do 9 a.m. for that if you wanted to do that one. We could also do it by telehealth as well, so you wouldn't necessarily have to come into the practice, if that would make it a bit easier. And I can always pop you on a cancellation list for something a bit quick, like bit sooner, like just for a Thursday or Friday. I can pop on a cancellation list for anything that might come up then. This one? I think so. By the end of September, I'm really hoping they will have. So it's pretty much just, I'm really hoping by that point, Medicare has decided to like us again. So from the beginning of October, I'd probably say. So for our intake session, so a normal session, like so a normal private paying client would be $240 per 60 minutes. So for a 90-minute session, it would be 360. So if your son has a an EPC, so sorry, yes, ECP, sorry, ECP, I was kidding. Yeah. Then there can also be rebates through that in the meantime as well. But obviously that would depend on, yeah, what your GP has set up. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Oh no, yeah. Yeah. And then if you do have any private health insurance, they can cover those as well. No, absolutely. No, you're fine. Did you want me to send you any information in particular about Karen? I can send it to your email if you like. So I can send you like a bit of information about her. I can also send you a bit of information about our other OT, Beck. She just only works at the Southside practice, so the upper macrobat practice at this time. And she also doesn't have a whole lot. Yeah. Oh yes, you've got our website and things. Wonderful. Wonderful. Good. That's what we like to hear. No, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. We can do that. All right. So intake on 9 a.m. on the 12th. Yep, no worries. Yeah. Just want to think about it. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. All right, wonderful. And then, like I said, if any problems, you feel free to just give us a call, and yeah, we can reschedule things. Yes, wonderful. So I've got the intake for that day, and then I'll just grab a couple of details from you if I can, so I can confirm that one. So you said Byron was the name. What's the last name for Byron? Okay. IE. WICZ. STANK. IEWICZ. Yes, beautiful. And then what's your last name? GON. Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. And then what's Byron's date of birth? Wonderful. 1/6/2014. Great. And then is this your best contact number? Okay. So I've got the number on my screen, so that's nice and easy. And then what's your best contact email as well? SIE, yep. One, yep. At Gmail. All right, wonderful.com. Great. Lovely. All right, so I'll send an intake form as well. It'll just have some like very basic information, but if there's anything in particular that you want Karen to like maybe have a look at before your intake session with her, so like if there's any reports or any if you have any like an email from the 'cause you said that it was the school social worker that actually recommended to you. Yeah, if you have anything that they've particularly recommended that you want her to have a look at or be aware of, feel free to let us know for that too. Yeah. Yes, let's do that. So Karen, so are we thinking that at this point, so we said that Thursdays and Fridays are probably going to be the best day for you as well, or would it be, yeah. At this point, yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, if we're happy to do that, so at this point on Thursdays and Fridays, Karen doesn't have any availability for after school appointments, but she does have a 9 a.m. on, yeah, so she has 9 a.m. on Thursday, the 9th of October, so he'd only be missing maybe an hour or two, like hour or an hour and a half, yeah. Oh, never mind. Oh, good for him. Lovely. Yeah. So Thursday the yeah. Yeah, so there's the 9 a.m. on Thursday the 16th or 9 a.m. on Friday the 17th. Wonderful. All right. So Thursday the 16th of October at 9 a.m. Wonderful. And then, so were we thinking, like, did you want to do repeated appointments just so we have that session time booked out for you, just in case if we don't want to continue with them or for whatever reason, obviously we can cancel them. But yeah, should we do that? All right. And then would you like fortnightly for that one? Or do we want to go a little bit like more intense, like every week? Or do we want to go every 4 weeks? What are we thinking? Okay. Weekly, yeah. Yeah. Should we start with fortnightly? Actually, I'll just double check if that session remains available like through fortnightly. It looks like it would remain available through fortnightly. What we could do is just book it in the fortnightly for now, and then if that does change, we can just move it to monthly. Yeah, let's do that. All right. Yeah, because it'll be a lot easier to do that way around than the other way around. Something does get booked in there. Wonderful. All right. So let's go 9 a.m. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's fine. So we want to go for Thursday, so the 16th of the 10th, and then the next one after that will be the 30th. Yeah, 30th of October. So both of those by telehealth, and then we'll see how we go if we want to go in person. Okay, yeah. So 16th in person. Yeah. Absolutely, that sounds good. And then, he has a little bit of an introduction. He kind of knows. Yeah, it's not so abstract, definitely. All right, that sounds like a good plan. Wonderful. Okay, and then lovely. And then obviously you guys can get to school a little bit quicker as well after that. Wonderful. Great. All right. I think that's everything I need from you in terms of, yep, all that. All the intake info. I'll send you a, so basically I'll send you a copy of the intake form, and also like a list of those appointments that we've made today. Like I said, if anything needs to change, you feel free to let us know. No worries at all. Thank you so much for calling, Jessie. Right, have a good day. Bye-bye.